Chapter 41, The Crisis in Galilee. This chapter is based on Christ knew that a turning point in his history was reached. Multitudes who desired to exalt him to the throne today would turn from him tomorrow. Disappointment of selfish ambition would turn love to hatred, and praise to curses. Yet he took no measures to avert the crisis. From the first he had held out no hope of earthly rewards. Of those now connected with him, many had been attracted by hope of a worldly kingdom. These must be undeceived. Early next morning the people flocked to Bethsaida in great numbers. Those who had left Jesus the preceding night returned, expecting to find him still there, for there had been no boat by which he could pass to the other side. But their search was fruitless. Meanwhile he had arrived at Gennesaret, after an absence of but one day. Those who had come from Bethsaida learned from his disciples how he had crossed the sea. The fury of the storm, the many hours of adverse winds, Christ walking on water, his reassuring words, the adventure of Peter, the sudden stilling of the tempest and landing of the boat, all were faithfully recounted to the wondering crowd. Not content with this, many hoped to receive from Christ's own lips a further account of the miracle. Jesus did not gratify their curiosity. He sadly said, "Ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves, and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Seek not merely for material benefit, but for spiritual food." For the moment the interest of the hearers was awakened. "What shall we do, that we might work the works of God?" Their question meant, "What shall we do that we may deserve heaven? What price are we required to pay in order to obtain the life to come?" Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." The price of heaven is Jesus. The way to heaven is through faith in the Lamb of God.